Chapter 4. Begin with the end in mind, but let go of the final results. Years before Bringing Down the House, Steve Martin played his first struggling father character in the movie Parenthood. In the film, Martin does a remarkable job showing the roller coaster of emotions we tie to our children's behaviors. He also shows the pitfalls of taking too much responsibility for how they turn out. After he has an especially effective moment with his struggling son, he begins to daydream about his son's college graduation ceremony. As the son delivers his valedictorian speech, he thanks the most important and influential person in his life, his father. An elderly Steve Martin stands up to the crowd's applause, and his son goes on to recall a moment in his childhood when he was having a rough time. "But thanks to my dad," he recalls, "I am now the most outstanding, the most confident, and the most well-adjusted person in this world." A little later in the movie, Steve Martin's son has a major meltdown, and again, Dad fantasizes about his overestimated responsibility. In this daydream nightmare, the scene is chaos on a college campus. In a recreation of Charles Whitman's 1966 University of Texas massacre, we see Martin's son perched on top of the tallest building on campus, shooting his rifle at random victims. The police give a megaphone to Martin, hoping the father can talk the son down. Instead, Steve Martin is completely befuddled, trying to coax his son with pop psych self-esteem techniques. "Good shot, son," he yells after another successful kill. With a shrug, he explains to bystanders, "It's important to be supportive." The paradox of parenting. We all have fantasies about how our children will turn out. We think about their college choices and career possibilities, and we wonder when they might start a family of their own. Some of us even think about our own lives then, traveling to visit our grown children and spoiling our precious grandkids. These fantasies are precious and usually occur during those wonderful moments when we feel great about our relationships with each child. At other moments, however, our fantasies also become nightmares. We fear all the potential traps out there and we dread that our child may not have what it takes to make it out in the world. Usually, these fear-filled moments occur when our relationship with our child is not going so well, when all we feel is the frustration of seeing her make the same mistake again and again. Like Steve Martin's character in Parenthood, we have each vacillated between fantasies of success and failure, depending on how we're feeling at the moment. And like Martin, we're not exactly sure how to estimate our influence or gauge our responsibility in those outcomes. What we know is we face a paradox. On one hand, we know parents are the most powerful influence in the lives of children, and thus, parents play the most important role on the planet in terms of shaping the future of humanity. On the other hand, we know parents cannot be held totally responsible for the choices of their children. To do so would negate the very responsibility of parents to train their children for responsible adulthood. And children cannot ever hold their parents responsible for their own choices without sacrificing the very individuality they crave. So, we have a paradox. Parents shape their children. Children shape themselves. Both are true. My answer to this paradox is not to eliminate it, but rather embrace it by changing one small preposition. We are not responsible for our children. We are responsible to them. We examined this earlier in the first chapter. As we begin this new section, looking at the type of environment you want to create in your home, we need to revisit the issue. As you learned earlier, having a responsibility for your kids necessarily orbits your life around your kids, needing them to perform so that you know you've done a good job as a parent. It also necessitates a technique-driven approach to your parenting, employing whatever behavioral program you can to ensure they turn out as well as you need them to. This does not make for scream-free parenting. This makes for anxiety-driven, relationship-damaging parenting. But all of this does not mean you turn a blind eye or deaf ear to the outcomes you'd like to help bring about for your kids. I would never advocate a passive, sit-back-and-hope-for-the-best style of parenting. No, you are responsible to your children for whatever you do to help them make it in the world. So it's vitally important to take a more intentional look at the type of results you're looking to accomplish. And this means you need to take a serious look at the lasting relationships you would like to have with each of your children.